Welcome back to Think and Act Locally, where we're all about helping you make a difference right here at home in Southeast Houston, you know, Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena, our neck of the woods.
That's right.
Today, we're diving into something that might make you think twice about just how much your vote matters.
That's a big one.
Yeah, it really is. The power of your vote, or maybe the lack of power,
especially
as our area just keeps growing.
You hit the nail on the head there. It's fascinating to think about how national politics trickle down and affect you when you go to the ballot box right here in our community.
Absolutely. And that's where this gets really interesting.
Okay.
We've been looking at this study on vote dilution in the U.S. House of Representatives.
Okay.
And let me tell you, some of the stuff we found is pretty mind-blowing.
Really?
Picture this. Back in 1790, one representative in Congress served about 57,000 people.
Okay.
Not too bad, right? You can actually imagine that one person knowing your concerns.
Yeah.
But today, that number has exploded to almost 786,000 people per representative.
Wow, that's a big difference.
It's a huge jump.
Huge.
That really illustrates this whole idea of vote dilution.
Right.
As the population grows, but the number of representatives stays the same, well, your individual vote ends up carrying less weight.
Exactly. It's like if you're in a small group deciding on something, your voice has more impact than when you're in a huge crowd. Simple as that.
It makes you wonder just how much your voice is really being heard in a place like ours that's growing so fast.
For sure.
So why are we stuck with 435 members in the House of Representatives? It seems kind of random in 2025, you know?
Well, it all goes back to 1929.
Okay.
They passed this thing called the Permanent Apportionment Act.
Right.
And that set the cap at 435. Back then, the U.S. population was only about 122 million, so it probably made a lot more sense.
It's a different world now.
It is.
But they were worried about a bigger house becoming unmanageable.
Yeah, too many cooks in the kitchen.
Right. But it's been almost 100 years, and we have way more people and probably even more complicated problems to deal with.
That's true.
Does that same logic even make sense today?
That's the question, isn't it? And it's one that everyone listening to this right now needs to think about. I mean, here in Southeast Houston with Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena, all these booming populations, we're really feeling this vote dilution thing.
So if we're all sharing a smaller and smaller slice of representation, what does that mean for us on a practical level? Let's say you want better schools.
Sure.
Or you're worried about all the traffic on 225.
I hear you.
Does having fewer representatives mean those things are just going to get ignored?
It's a valid concern. We've got one representative trying to listen to almost 800,000 people with all kinds of different needs across this big area.
Right.
It's tough to be truly responsive to the things that matter most in each little community.
It's like trying to listen to 100 conversations at the same time.
Exactly. Some voices are just going to get lost in the noise.
So what can we do about it? Are we stuck with this system?
Well, not necessarily. This study we're looking at talks about a few solutions.
Okay.
Each one has its own pluses and minuses, of course.
Okay.
But some people think we just need to add more representatives to the House.
Okay.
More representatives means smaller groups of people for each one to represent, and that could give individuals a stronger voice.
Sounds good, but wouldn't that be total chaos? Adding hundreds of new representatives?
It would definitely be a challenge.
You'd
need more space, more staff, and it could be a lot harder to get things done.
I could see that.
But some folks argue that making sure everyone is represented is more important than worrying about logistics. It's about what we value most as a society.
You're right. It is about priorities. What other solutions does the research suggest?
Well, one idea is to change the way we vote altogether.
What do you mean?
Instead of having just one winner in each district, we could have a system where representation is based on the percentage of votes each party gets.
So instead of one representative for our district, we might have multiple representatives reflecting different viewpoints.
Exactly.
That's a pretty big change.
It is.
Tell me more about how that would work.
So let's say in your district, 40% of voters support Party A, 35% Party B, and 25% Party C.
Right.
Instead of just Party A winning everything because they got the most votes, you'd actually have representatives from each party in the House.
Interesting. So it's not just winner takes all.
Right. It's about making sure everyone's voice is heard.
I can see how that would make things more complex.
It definitely could.
But some people would say it's a fairer system.
Exactly.
There's also this idea of the Congressional Apportionment Amendment.
Right.
Which basically says we should use a mathematical formula to figure out how many representatives we need based on the population.
Exactly. That way the House could grow as the population grows and representation would stay proportional.
It sounds logical.
It does.
But are there any downsides to that?
Well, changing something as big as our government can always have unexpected consequences. We'd have to be really careful about how we designed that formula and made sure it was fair.
You've given us a lot to think about.
I know, right?
Before we get too deep into solutions, though, I think we need to understand how this whole vote dilution thing is playing out right here in our own backyard.
Absolutely.
We'll do that after a quick message from our sponsors. If you're finding value in these deep dives and you want to help us empower residents of Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, please consider donating to Think and Act Locally.
We appreciate your support.
You can find a link of our website, thinkandactlocally.com/donate. Every little bit helps us keep these conversations going. We'll be right back with more on how vote dilution impacts you personally.
Welcome back to Think and Act Locally. Before the break, we were talking about some pretty big changes to fix this whole vote dilution problem.
Yeah, like adding more representatives.
Exactly, or even switching to a completely different voting system.
Big stuff.
It is.
But before we get lost in all the what-ifs,
right,
I think we need to bring it back down to earth.
Okay.
How is this actually affecting us here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena?
Good point. Let's talk about infrastructure, for example.
Okay.
I mean, Southeast Houston has been growing like crazy.
Yeah.
It's putting a strain on everything, our roads, bridges, public transit.
Right. And we have our own unique challenges being so close to the Ship Channel.
Absolutely.
We've got industry, neighborhoods, businesses all packed in together. So how does having fewer representatives affect our ability to get our needs met?
Well, imagine you're that representative.
Okay.
You're responsible for almost 800,000 people.
Right.
Everyone's got different needs, different priorities, and you're constantly being pulled in a million directions.
I could see how that would be tough.
Trying to be a champion for our local infrastructure is hard enough.
Yeah.
But when you're also trying to handle 100 other issues across this huge area,
right,
something's got to give.
So are you saying that if we had more representatives, we could have someone who's really focused on the issues that are most important to us here?
Exactly. Smaller districts would mean representatives could be more in tune with what's happening in their specific communities.
They'd be more like specialists.
Yeah, exactly. They'd be experts in the challenges that places like Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena face.
Okay, so let's get specific. How could a larger house actually benefit Southeast Houston?
Let's talk about the environment. We're right next to the Ship Channel.
One of the busiest waterways in the world.
Exactly. Now imagine we had a representative who was totally focused on environmental policy.
Okay.
Someone who really understood this region.
Right.
They could fight for things like air quality monitoring, responsible development, protecting our natural resources.
That makes sense. Instead of having one representative trying to do everything, we could have someone who's a real expert in the things that affect our lives the most.
Precisely. They could be a resource for residents, businesses, community groups. They could help us get funding for important projects, advocate for stricter regulations. They'd be a much stronger voice for us on the national level.
Now that's thinking and acting locally.
I like it.
Okay, so we've talked about how having fewer representatives can be a problem.
Right.
But what about the other side of the coin? What are some of the arguments against expanding the house?
Well, some people worry that a bigger house would just mean more gridlock.
More arguing, more bureaucracy.
Yeah, exactly. More people means more opinions, more agendas.
Right.
It could become a lot harder to get anything done.
So instead of solving problems, we just have more fighting and gridlock.
That's the worry.
And I imagine there's a cost factor, too.
Oh, absolutely. More representatives means more salaries, more staff, more offices to pay for.
It all adds up.
It does.
But isn't effective representation worth the cost? If our government isn't working for us, what's the point?
That's the question, isn't it? It's about weighing the pros and cons.
Yeah.
Would the benefits of having more localized representation outweigh the potential drawbacks of cost and inefficiency? It's a tough call.
It really is, and it's a conversation we all need to be having.
I agree.
It's about our votes, our voices, our future.
Exactly.
Before we wrap up, I want to touch on one more thing that the study didn't really address.
What's that?
Term limits.
Oh, interesting.
It's not directly about vote dilution.
Yeah.
But it does get at this bigger question of how we make sure our representatives are accountable to the people they represent.
That's true.
Could term limits help with that? Whether it's for the House, the Senate, or both, would it force our elected officials to stay connected to their constituents?
It's a good question.
Yeah, would it help or would it just create a bunch of inexperienced lawmakers who don't know what they're doing?
It's a double-edged sword for sure.
Welcome back to Think and Act Locally. We've spent this deep dive talking about how your vote might not be packing the punch it used to, especially with this whole vote dilution issue.
It's a problem that's only getting worse as our population keeps growing.
Right, but before we wrap things up, I want to circle back to that idea we touched on before, term limits.
Ah, yes, term limits.
Do they really make politicians more accountable, or do they just create a revolving door of inexperienced lawmakers?
It's a tough question.
It is.
There are definitely strong arguments on both sides.
Okay, so let's break it down. On one hand, you could say that term limits would prevent politicians from getting too comfortable in Washington and losing touch with the people they're supposed to represent.
Yeah, they'd be less likely to get caught up in the whole DC bubble.
Exactly. And maybe we'd see some fresh ideas and new perspectives in Congress.
And potentially less influence from special interest groups and lobbyists.
But then again, couldn't you argue that experience is important too?
Absolutely.
I mean, wouldn't we lose a lot of valuable knowledge and expertise if we were constantly cycling through new representatives?
There's definitely a learning curve when it comes to legislating at the federal level.
And wouldn't it give more power to unelected bureaucrats and lobbyists who wouldn't be subject to those same term limits?
It's a possibility.
It's a lot to think about.
It really is. It's a complex issue with no easy answers.
But at least we're having the conversation.
Exactly. That's what matters.
It shows that people are engaged and thinking critically about our democracy.
And it's a reminder that we're not powerless.
We can demand better representation.
We can shape our government.
And that's what Think and Act Locally is all about.
Absolutely.
Empowering residents of Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena to make a difference.
Whether it's fighting for better infrastructure, demanding clean air and water, or just staying informed.
We all have a role to play.
Knowledge is power.
The more we understand, the better equipped we are to make change happen.
I like that.
So if you found this deep dive valuable and you want to help us empower residents of Southeast Houston, please consider donating to Think and Act Locally.
We appreciate your support.
You can find a link on our website, thinkandactlocally.com/donate.
Every little bit helps.
And it allows us to keep bringing you these important conversations.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Think and Act Locally, and we'll catch you next time for another deep dive into a topic that matters to you.